The Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund has handed out so many loans to furloughed federal employees, it says it's running out of money. FEA has never seen such high demand for its small emergency loans. Director Steve Bauer joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Steve, give us an update. How many applications have you received so far, and what's the rate that you're seeing them?
Well, we have received about 750 applications. We've processed and paid out 472 of them, which means we have about 250 of them pending right now. And to give you an idea of the rate we're receiving them, in a normal month, and we are still receiving applications for people who are not furloughed but have other problems, over the last 3 weeks, we've averaged 30 of those. But 3 weeks ago, we received, at the same time, 327 furlough applications. Last week, 188. In the most recent 5 days, 137. So you can see our workload has gone anywhere from 4 to 10 times its normal amount.
And where are they coming from, say, geographically? Are they concentrated in one area or pretty much across the board?
They are all over the world, as are federal employees. We've gotten applications and paid out money to 38 different states, of course, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as well. So 10 different agencies, geographically dispersed, just like federal employees are in almost every community of our great country.
And we've heard a lot from all different agencies about they're cutting back on furlough days. People are able to return to work and get paid for it where they thought they would have to take another furlough day. So why do you think that you're still receiving applications at this high rate?
Sometimes it takes a little bit of time before people realize that, gee, I'm out of money. Not everybody budgets perfectly. And of course, although the furloughs have ended, the actual payday with the furlough reduction in them come often 2 weeks after the furlough day. So people are still being impacted, and there still are a few agencies that are furloughing people. But the thankful reduction in furlough days for some of the big agencies has shown up in our numbers, with receipts going from 300 to 100 a week. That's certainly a godsend, but we were not planning on or budgeting for even 100 a week, let alone 300 a week coming in.
So have you run dry at this point, or what is the financial situation for FEA?
We will be able to continue making emergency assistance loans and grants, as we do in some cases, through the end of this week. After Labor Day, we will have to end any assistance to furlough employees unless we have a tremendous influx of money. Thankfully, and the only reason we'll be able to continue through this week is we just received a $30,000 donation from Blue Cross Blue Shield, which adds another day to our ability to help people, and a pledge of $30,000 from the Geico Philanthropic Corporation. And there's a couple other good signs. On Friday, we got a check in the mail for $2,000 from an individual federal employee who had not been furloughed. Read about our plight and our inability to continue to help federal employees and sent a check in. And another $200 from a retiree who followed FEA during her federal career and realized that federal employees still need help. And she was out there saying, I hope this will help a little bit. So if donations continue to come in, we'll be able to go beyond Labor Day. Otherwise, we're going to have to cut off our furlough applications come Labor Day.
We're speaking with Steve Bauer. He's director of the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. And Steve, when you talk about donations as small as $200 making a difference, I think it underscores the shoestring budget that you guys run on. Can you just give us a little bit of an idea of how big your operation is and how you evaluate these loans?
Absolutely. Our annual budget is about $1.5 million, and that includes our scholarship programs, which include full college scholarships for the victims of the Oklahoma City Federal Building bombing, 9/11, and the Pentagon, as well as our annual scholarship program that we run. And that accounts for close to half of our budget. And then we do our emergency assistance program. We send out a lot of checks to folks that lost their homes, federal employees in Oklahoma City. The fact that we have put out 372% increase in grants and 84% increase in loans, which accounts for $250,000 additional dollars that we hadn't planned on spending. That is really close to one-sixth of our entire annual budget that's gone out the door. We evaluate based on need. We certainly are not replacing the pay of everybody, but we will never turn a blind eye when someone submits an application and says, I have cancer, which is metastasized to my lungs and my liver. I'm undergoing chemotherapy every week, and I have to copay there. I have lab work with a copay, CT scans that have a copay, medication that have copays, blood transfusions that have copays, and my husband has been unemployed so long that he's no longer receiving unemployment. And this brave young lady is still working, providing for her family, and then she got furloughed. It's the kind of situation where we'll find a way to help her. And we have another individual who flew from Texas to the state of Washington to bury his younger brother, unfortunately, and not only had to bear the cost of the airfare, but a good portion of his brother's funeral expense. And then he got furloughed. So those are the kind of applications we're getting. I mean, these are people that not just got furloughed and lost pay, but they have something else horrific going on in their lives. And there's a lot of folks like that. And we're here to help them. In the worst of the cases, we'll try to prevent people from getting evicted. We'll try to prevent people from having the utilities cut off. But if furlough is the only reason, come the end of this week, we're not going to be in a position to help those folks.
Now, DOD is talking about possibly laying off people beginning next year. If someone is laid off or let go permanently, does that put them beyond the reach of FEA?
It does. They will, in most cases, be eligible for unemployment benefits. DOD is fairly good about relocation services, retraining services that employees will be eligible for. We're talking about helping people that are working every day to help America. These are people that are working full-time as civilian employees of the federal government and still can't make ends meet, which people a lot of times don't understand, that people can be working every day full-time and still not be able to provide for their families.
And Steve, just briefly in closing, are you trying to fundraise this week in order to keep going past next week? And just to reiterate, you are going to still evaluate applications from feds next week. It's just that ones that are only for furloughs won't be looked at as kindly?
No, well, not as, I wouldn't say not as kindly, but they really will have to have something else going on in their lives that even without the furlough would have created a tremendous problem for them. So we are actively fundraising this week. We're very grateful. Several members of Congress and the executive branch have pledged to donate in solidarity with their furloughed federal employees. So we're hopeful that we will get enough in to continue beyond this week, but if we don't have a lot of money coming in this week, we indeed will have to not help most of the furloughed federal employees, and hopefully there will be less and less of them as time goes on as well.
Steve Bauer is the director of the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. Good luck, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.